Americans think former President Trump did something wrong. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is all in a new Fox News poll.
Former President Trump has repeatedly spoken out about the multiple criminal cases against him. He's criticized the judges, the prosecutors, even the pundits involved. Now we know where he stands in the court of public opinion.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House, where the former president hopes to return.
53% of people saying they believe he did something illegal, 20% saying something wrong, not illegal, and 24% saying nothing seriously wrong.
Among Republican voters, the Trump lead in the 2024 race is at 37 points ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Vivek Ramaswamy is at 11% in third place, but that's still 42 points back of Trump. Now back to the Trump legal issues. The DA in Georgia overseeing the fourth Trump indictment, accusing him of trying to overturn the state's election results, has proposed a March 4th trial date.
Just weeks before his proposed trial date for that hush money case out of New York. Now remember, Trump was charged with falsifying business records out of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office. This would also be just weeks after special counsel Jack Smith's proposed trial date of January 2nd for a separate case related to the 2020 election.
Fox's Brooke Sigmund, the federal judge overseeing that elections case in Washington, has been threatened. A Texas woman arrested, also accused of threatening to kill Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. It's up to 111 people dead in the wildfire devastated Maui, where Fox Weather's Robert Ray reports.
And there still is the search for human remains. And on top of that, people, local are wanting to know how the fire started, trying to figure out exactly, you know, why the sirens didn't go off, why more alerts were not given to people.
More than 1,000 remain unaccounted for. In North Carolina, Republican state lawmakers have overridden Democratic Governor Roy Cooper vetoes. One law bans gender-affirming medical care for minors. Another prohibits transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
Ugh, I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Former President Trump's legal issues have dominated all the news coverage about the 2024 White House race. When it comes to issues, he sat down with Fox Business's Larry Kudlow for an interview that will air at 4 p.m. Eastern today. The former president blames the surge in inflation last year on high energy prices and says,
you'll be able to buy an electric car, but you're going to be able to buy every form of car that's made. You've got to have choice, like in school. We want school choice. We want choice for buying cars and washing machines.
One year after President Biden signed the law no Republicans supported, called the Inflation Reduction Act, he celebrated at the White House.
Lawmakers, cabinet officials, and stakeholders gathered here with President Biden to celebrate the first anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act.
And one of the most significant laws I think has ever been enacted, taking on the special interest and winning.
The law invests billions in clean energy manufacturing, tax credits, and forces negotiations for lower drug prices. But it has not boosted polling numbers for President Biden on his handling of the economy.
We have always known that the benefits will be delivered over time.
Domestic Policy Council Director Neera Tanden compares the legislation to the Obama-era Affordable Care Act, saying it took a little bit of time for support to build. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The U.S. says it cannot verify what North Korea says the American soldier who fled there last month is saying, claiming Private Travis King suffered discrimination in the Army and is unhappy with American inequality. Now, there's more worry about North Korea.
South Korean intelligence has been looking into what happened when Russia's defense minister met the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, in Pyongyang last month. According to a lawmaker in Seoul, the National Intelligence Service expects those two countries to speed up military cooperation.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Well, 8 people facing charges after the Illinois State Police conducted an anti-human trafficking operation last week in the Springfield area. Investigation focused on identifying individuals seeking to engage in commercial sex acts with minors. Operation part of a multifaceted approach by ISP aimed at stopping human trafficking in Illinois. West Elvira's present in Vermilion County this year. Health officials say a mosquito batch collected in the Fairmont area has been the first to test positive for the virus this year in Vermilion County. The county health department has collected 38 samples of mosquitoes. That's taken place since May. U.S. Geological Survey reporting that an earthquake hit southeast Illinois. That quake shook the area for about 4 miles southeast of Lawrenceville Monday night. The earthquake had a magnitude of 2.5. The good news, there were no injuries to report. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And a good morning, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Brother Johnny's jumped on again today. Good to have Johnny back.
Hey, Stevie. Boy, I like your weather. We may hang around a while.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, you can hang around until about Sunday, I think.
Uh-huh. No, come on. It's going to be 90 degrees. It's going to be beautiful. I've been sitting in 98 to 102.
Yeah, that's pretty hot in New Orleans, Louisiana. All right, it's weatherman meteorologist Greg Sollier brought to you by the iHotel and Patio Play tonight.
Chip McNeil Quartet. 6 to 8, jazz. Man. You're sitting outside under the umbrellas. Little umbrella in your drink, maybe, or a $7 glass of wine, the special menu. This is the place to be, Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary.
Well, meteorologist Greg Sollier, my friend, gorgeous morning across East Central Illinois from the studios in downtown Philo, Illinois, the center of the universe.
Absolutely, and off the door this morning with temperatures generally in the 60s, 63 Willard and Savoy, 64 at Rantoul. Yeah, we've got a couple of showers and thunderstorms over the western end of the state, and then they kind of coalesce into a line running from about that LaSalle, Marseilles, Brewer area to the northern suburbs of Chicago. I think that southern area of the line out towards Galesburg, despite a couple of severe reports of hail outside of the Quad Cities, will be weakening and just hit-miss prospects around here as we head through into about the mid-morning to early afternoon hour. Most of this is out of here by noon to 1 o'clock, if anything. The farther south you go, the lesser chances. The farther north you go up towards the Kankakee, maybe about a 30-minute outbreak of a couple of showers and thunderstorms. That's a cool front that'll come our way. Johnny's heatwave weather pattern, by the way, is still in the position. They'll be at 98 at New Orleans today, back up around 100 tomorrow. None of that coming our way, but hotter days ahead. Briefly over the back end of the weekend through mid-next week, and then slightly cooler, drier air, but nothing real organized in the rainfall department. 82 the expected high with a partly sunny morning, a partly cloudy afternoon. Let's say roughly from about 10 o'clock this morning till 1 o'clock this afternoon. A couple of showers and thunderstorms will migrate through parts of the area. West winds will be gusty for the afternoon and early on tonight, low down to 56, but diminishing wind in a clear sky. Sunny, a bit cooler, 77 tomorrow, 84 and a sunny, warmer Saturday. Here comes the heat at 93, more humidity in the air Sunday afternoon, about 95-ish Monday, Tuesday, a little backdoor cool front near 90 with a thunderstorm chance late Wednesday, then Thursday. Friday next week, we're settling back into the 80s for high temperatures. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sollier.
Well, happy to have John Putner. He's in Milwaukee. Let me tell you about John. He's president of Take Back Action Fund. He was a George W. Bush 2008. He's the only person in United States history to run a campaign defeating a majority leader in a primary. John Putner, Milwaukee, how are you?
Doing great. Just waiting for Michelle for the debate up here.
Well, that's right. We got the first debate next week, right?
That's in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. My brother Johnny is here. He ran for U.S. Senate. He's been politically active for 30-plus years. And I told him, John, that you had told me last time, because his top concern, I think, appropriately, is, you know, the drop boxes and some of the stuff.
Well, just our voting procedures, my top three concerns. So
did they not do that anymore? Did they get rid of that in Wisconsin? Have they tightened up the voting laws, or what's the story?
They did tighten them. Did a pretty good job. The drop boxes, there's still going to be some at the voting places, but they aren't going to kind of be like mailboxes sitting all around the state. So much easier to monitor one per county.
How do you know, though? How can you ever tell? Because in 2006, there was a study done with Jimmy Carter and James Baker that said, hey, you got to watch out for these absentees.
Any kind of mail-in.
Any mail-in.
And minimizing those because they're real hard to track.
How do they verify all that?
Yeah. Well, it can be done. There is one state that actually does a very good job of it, Utah. And they've just got such a good signature match system that, like, if you try to sign the outside of your wife's ballot, you know, the outside envelope, they'll stop it. They'll call you and tell you that's a fraudulent signature. Mm. They don't put you in jail or anything. So that kind of works like voter ID, but that's the one state I've seen do it well.
Okay, well, I can't count on everybody wanting to do it well.
I'm not sure about Chicago and Detroit.
Yeah,
on that.
I'm not sure about any of that, John. So we are... We are really in interesting times. New poll today has Donald Trump 60% of the Republican support. Vivek Ramaswamy has passed Ron DeSantis in a poll. What does that mean? I like Vivek.
Well, I believe it because he's just different. He's young and he's smart. We haven't seen a lot of smart like that, John. That's kind of nice.
Yeah. Vivek has really taken on he's the alternative. I mean, I think at this stage, and obviously Trump is so far ahead that saying the alternative might not mean anything. But yeah, I think for him to, I think the baton eventually needs to be passed. And as an old white guy, I don't mind saying the Republican Party would be helped by perhaps some other, you know, face of the movement. And the way Vivek goes out and talks to youth and says, why do you think America's great? And makes them, because they may have different reasons than someone of my age who thinks of other great things America does. So, you know, I think he's been a real breath of fresh air.
Well, and he's the only guy that's also said that he pardons Trump on day one. Nobody else has said
well,
that.
Well, he also doesn't. Right. Well, that's the thing. He's talking about issues and he is pushing back on some of the Democratic policies, but he's not out personally or, you know, starting any kind of inter-Republican bashing, which I think is pretty important, but we'll see.
I think you're right. Yeah, the main hit on him as he's risen seems to be, well, he wasn't really a conservative until recently, to which I say, was Trump that conservative until recently before 2016? I mean, I think people argue better for things when they didn't always believe them. You know, you have to think through, how did I get to this conservative position? And you're much better articulating it. So I think that's a plus. If he was, I don't know if this is true, or if it's just people saying, hey, he just converted late to conservatism, but that's fine with me.
Well, I think, too, when you see some of the extreme left, say, you're going to get pushed for the right. That's just how it works. Because, wait a minute now, what are they doing? That's not what I meant by that. Mm-hmm. Holy, those! And then you start moving the other direction when it's not working. Okay.
Absolutely.
You know, Vivek kind of reminds me of the, you know, heyday of Newt Gingrich. When Newt Gingrich is up there, I thought he was really smart, too, and sometimes he could just tie you up. I mean, he just knew how to debate and everything else. This debate next week, I don't think Donald Trump's going to get in there because he's not signing the pledge to support whoever. So that supposedly takes him out of it, even if he wanted to come. Vivek, I can't wait to see him on stage because I think he is really smart.
Wouldn't you want Trump in? Because to me, if you demand this kind of a pledge, you know he's not going to sign it. So, or is that to keep him out? But I don't know why he wouldn't get in that debate. But I guess he doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it. So that's certainly probably the argument that wins out. At the same time, it would be fun for him to last minute come in and say, well, look, I'm so far ahead. Obviously, I'll be the nominee.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll support the nominee.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a typical Trump dramatic moment to possibly get in right at the end. So I'll hold out hope.
And I got to tell you, too, John, Steve was talking about it's not fair. He can't campaign. And that I agree it's not fair. But I don't think he needs a campaign either. I mean, if you want $2 trillion worth of name exposure, look up Donald Trump, because whether they like it or not, what's the old adage? There's no such thing as bad political press.
Yeah.
If that's true.
Well, is he the most recognized human on earth, John?
Yes, I think actually Nick Lowry, the editor of National Review, who's not a huge Trump fan, but he said, I don't think DeSantis realized he was running against the greatest showman on earth. I think that sums it up.
Well, you're right. And he didn't appreciate Ron running because he really did help him win his first term at governor in Florida. And it's, you know, a little loyalty still means something to some of us.
Sure.
Well, okay. And here we didn't talk a thing about Georgia. We were going to talk about that, John Putnam. But let me ask you before you leave, what's your take on this thing? I mean, can you absolutely count on Donald Trump running against Joe Biden in 2024?
No, it's still a long way to go, but yeah, historically, I mean, this is one of the, you haven't seen a lead this big in a primary before. I mean, I was you know, George W. Bush, we got going real early in 2000, lined up a lot. But, I mean, McCain was certainly still much, much closer to us than anyone is to Trump this year. And, you know, that did take a fight. But, you know, just because there's so much legal going on and who knows what direction goes, I won't say sure thing, but it's certainly lined up. There's certainly Democrats who realize Biden's not their best one either. But, yeah, you got to get the big guys, I think the legal documents referred to him. You got to get him to say he's not running. So, you know, is that the collision course? Do we have two presidents who are either in their 80s or would be in their 80s during their term running against each other?
What is the inside political powers that be think about the chances of them being able to legally stop Trump from running, which I think is the purpose? It's not just the negative press. It's just keep him from being able to run. Is that going to work in any of these states?
Well, I think that's why he just keeps saying, basically I'd run even if I were in jail. In so many words, he may have even used those words.
He probably win from jail, I think.
Do you get Secret Service if you're in jail? I don't get it. I don't know. I mean, how would that work? This is so unprecedented. None of this has ever happened before. It's just, I mean, it's dizzying. I've been on a Ferris wheel before, but not a roundabout. Come on, man. This is crazy time. Any predictions, John?
No. I mean, we'll have to see how it plays out here. I do think Trump still does have a general election problem in that pretty consistently it's over 50% who say I would never, ever, ever back Trump. You know, and about 43% say that about Biden, by the way. So
yes.
I just always worry about his ceiling a bit. Now, you can win a presidency with less than 50 because we have an electoral college, but that is an awfully low ceiling to sneak out a win. So I think that's his tough part, even as his indictments help make him more sure to be the nominee.
I think that 43% might grow too, John. So I think that's the big thing with Joe. There'll be people who won't vote for either one of them, and that works to Trump's favor.
President of Take Back Action Fund, John Pudner, PUDNER. How can people find you, John?
Yeah, it's just takebackaction.org, and always love to add people to our chapter down there. We've had some good meetings.
Well, and you are. A younger man living outside the swamp, John. So it's good stuff. Hey, pleasure having you again, sir. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, John.
Good talking to you.
Anytime.
All right. 7:18, quick sports headlines. What a game for the Cubs.
Yes. So we're skipping the Oakland A's over
the
St. Louis Cardinals.
8-0. Cubs win.
Cubs win.
Cardinals get smoked by the worst team in baseball.
Did they really?
8-0.
But listen to the end of the Cubs game. Cubs losing 3-1. Bottom of the ninth, 2-1. It's a home run. And the Cubs win 4-3.
Walk off coming back. Yeah.
All right.
Christopher Morel.
4-3 was the final. So they've got a game tomorrow at Wrigley against Kansas City with a 1:20 start over on US 105.9.
Another team they could and should beat.
Well, I don't know. In baseball, any given game is
that's true.
You can flip a coin.
They're brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you they've got their Folk and Roots Friday tomorrow from noon to 1 at the Lake House at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. Great fall programming too. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Sonora, Champaign, and vicinity. And the next weather system, a cold front lining up over the northern reaches of the state, and a couple of bands of shower thunderstorm activity will make their way across the area. Generally, best coverages to the north of Champaign, but a little activity here and there for the morning to early afternoon. Slightly cooler, drier sets up for the day tomorrow. Big warm-up slated for the weekend, particularly on Sunday. First half of next week, it's a heatwave weather pattern, but we have found a backdoor cool front. The east temperatures just a wee bit, and ease humidity as well later next week as well. In the meantime, partly sunny, windy, a shower thunderstorm in spots here, morning to early afternoon, the high about 82. West winds will take hold for the afternoon, 15 to 25, gusts 30 to 35. Diminishing wind for tonight, clear, cooler 56, mostly sunny tomorrow, cooler and 77. We'll warm it up to 84 with sunshine on Saturday, 93 as humidity builds on Sunday. Hot, humid weather with mid-90s Monday and Tuesday, up near 90, and maybe a thunderstorm late Wednesday of next week. For Steve Agee, broadcasting meteorologist Greg Solke.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walmart shares are up nearly 2% after its better-than-expected quarter. Sales were up, and it's also raising its forecast for the business. Walmart also says it's in good shape with inventory. But Coach's parent company, Tapestry, saw a weaker-than-expected quarter. Its stock is lower. Tapestry's also in the process of buying Capri, Michael Kors' parent company. CVS shares are losing ground. The Wall Street Journal says Blue Shield of California will drop CVS Health's Caremark as its pharmacy benefit manager. It will use Amazon's home drug delivery service and the Mark Cuban Cost Plus drug company. The Journal says the Biden administration is accusing China, Germany, and Canada of selling metals at unfairly low prices, so it plans new tariffs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
The Fearless and Proud podcast series looks at acts of bravery and strength by women. And in this first season, we look at women who played important roles in the Civil War as soldiers, spies, and battlefield nurses. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts via Apple Podcasts, and Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music.
Well, when you sell your home, you want the highest possible price. You want it done quickly, too. You want buyers lined up. Maybe you need to call the Nate Evans Group because he has experienced realtors on his staff. He himself, a very experienced realtor, and get it done fast for the best price.
I think one of the reasons why he's got such a good grasp of everything, he's partnering with Zillow to bring all kinds of buyers first to create demand for your home, selling your home faster and for more money. Plus, if you need that smooth transition from selling your home to buying your next one, he partners with all kinds of lenders who have creative banking solutions to drastically reduce your down payment and avoid having two mortgages at once. Sound appealing? Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans, 217-239-7113. Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with EXP Realty can get you that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees as you sell your home for the most money possible. It's an online search away to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home.
Spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helping me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champagne Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
Have you been to the Long Branch Steakhouse? The Long Branch Steakhouse happens to be a family-owned restaurant in the small town of Gifford that just happens to serve up incredible steaks. We're talking fresh, hand-cut steaks served to perfection. So if your fantasy is to have a great meal in a great family restaurant in a great small community, visit the Long Branch Steakhouse. Oh, and don't forget to ask for the frog dressing, the Brussels sprouts, and the incredible macaroni and cheese. The Long Branch Steakhouse, located in beautiful beautiful downtown Gifford.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to play the Cardinal recap because I'm supposed to do that at least once a morning, so I'm going to do that and be a big boy. But Matthew Liberatore, who pitched kind of like Cy Young last week, had to do something very difficult, an encore. Didn't happen, couldn't pitch, wasn't very good, and the Cardinals lose to...
Well, think how good the Oakland A's feel.
That's true.
I think it was like their ninth. It'd been nine in a row.
They'd lost nine in a row on the road, and they've only won 34 games now out of 120-some. That's so good.
Okay. With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night the Oakland A's got four in the first inning on the way to an 8-0 win, and it was not Matthew Liberatore's night.
No, he really struggled to get the command of his curveball, really could not land the curveball, and then the A's just took advantage of that. The A's, who had not hit well in the series, pounded the baseball last night, and Liberatore drops to 2-5. Cardinals couldn't get anything going, John, offensively either.
With the bullpen used so much early in the series, Casey Lawrence made his Cardinal debut. He pitched the rest of the ball game, and he had his ups and downs, but he saved the bullpen.
Only gave up a couple of runs. He finished the game, so he did good work.
And the Cardinals will play the Mets, and it's going to be a former Cardinal left-hander, Jose Quintana, against Adam Wainwright tonight.
Quintana's been hurt some this year, but he was so good for the Cardinals, and we're all pulling for Adam Wainwright.
We're on the air at 5:20 with the pregame. Ricky will have the lineups at 6:05. I'll bring you the first pitch as the Cardinals open a four-game series with the Mets tonight at Busch Stadium.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
So Adam Wainwright has had just a wonderful career. He's a family man, has four daughters, beautiful wife, strong Christian, does a lot of work for Haiti. He's a great guy. And so to watch him pitch these days has been very painful.
He hasn't got it like he used to?
He can't get anybody out. They pitched him against Colorado and Kansas City, and he couldn't get anybody out. So it's very sad to watch, and yet they're trying to get to 200 wins for him. He's at 198.
Okay.
He needs two more wins, but I don't think he can get anybody out.
He can get him out tonight, I think.
He's the slowest pitcher in baseball at 85.
Well, how is New York?
New York is not good, but New York is not Kansas City or Colorado, who Adam couldn't get out. It's going to be tough. But you just pulling for me. Can the Cardinals score 14 runs? Can the Cardinals score 100 runs? Just get some runs for the guy. Help him win two more games.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's been a rough season. Illinois football, 2 weeks from coming up Saturday, 2 weeks
it's
from Saturday.
True.
We have Mike Small, who did it again. He's the PGA Senior Illinois champ for the 14th time.
Unbelievable. That's an amazing guy, man. He's our buddy.
I'm a broken record. He doesn't really play golf. He just has a muscle memory that must be extraordinary.
He doesn't play every day like a professional golfer. He just has it. Some people have it, and Steve, some of us don't.
I know, but why don't I? Why can't I do that? It's a phenomenal 14-time senior PGA champ.
That's great. That is great, man.
Mike Small, 135.
But he transfers that to the players, so it's more than muscle memory because there's something to it.
He's got two in the amateur, the top 64.
That's right.
In the U.S. amateur.
This is probably a secret. We just need to spend some more time with him.
I'm
sure he's ready for that.
Let's call Mike Small and say, hey, Johnny and I think we got it.
Come on, you can tell us now.
We're just going to hang out.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
You could probably caddy for him.
No, we just hang out. Now where are you going, Mike? What are you doing now?
You'll probably be a caddy.
He'll probably be very nice. Thank you, guys. We have so much fun. Let me get back with you.
Exactly. but it is, I tell you, I think, you know, part of it is he's a terrific teacher. The other part is I think he has the gift of urgency. I think his players know that this, you know, you can develop and get better, but there's certain things that he expects from you, and you're going to have to get to that level to play. You know, you're not going to play if you're not getting to that level and doing something. So he just, and it's not that easy. Just think how much money we could make if we knew the absolute secret to recruiting and how to pick a guy that's going to be fantastic when the chips are down.
And then you got to know how to coach him so you don't ruin him like many people do. Yeah, Mike actually brings the best out in somebody. Yeah, that's the ultimate coach. So
well, it's a phenomenal run that he's had here over 20 years now for Mike Small. Congratulations to Coach Small again.
The soccer team in action against Loyola at 7 o'clock tonight at DeMergeron Park.
And EIU came in and beat the volleyball team in an exhibition.
That's right.
3-1 exhibition, but made Eastern Illinois pretty happy.
But go Illini.
All right, we're going to break. We'll come back. It is Thursday. We know what that means. We'll grab John Decker on the Tab and Stein phone line, talk about an array of issues. He is Gray Television's White House correspondent and one of the very, very few that will ask a challenging question that they sometimes don't like.
Sometimes.
Stand by. 7:30. News, weather, sports all coming up.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
Car 3 for 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill up. Cashback's another.
Trial began March 4th, 2024, one day before Super Tuesday. South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace telling Fox.
I mean, the former president and I have not always seen eye to eye, but when I look at this, there's no way that you can have, anyone in this country can have a fair trial when the outcome is predetermined.
Trump is set to turn himself in next Friday, 2 days after the first GOP debate here on Fox. 111 people are confirmed dead in Maui. More than 1,000 are still unaccounted for. The president and first lady will visit the island on Monday. And President Biden and his supporters celebrated 1 year of the Inflation Reduction Act yesterday, but only 36% of U.S. adults approve of his handling of the economy, according to a new Associated Press NORC poll. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Two Illinois residents among those named to the Georgia indictment accusing former President Trump and others of illegally attempting to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Prosecutors named Chicago publicist Trevian Cootie and suburban church pastor Reverend Stephen Cliffgard Lee in the indictment, both charged with racketeering, influencing witnesses, and conspiring to commit false statements. Officials celebrating the grand opening of a new fire station in Decatur. Ribbon cutting was held by the Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce for Fire Station 7. New station will serve the area south and east of Lake Decatur. It was previously located on grounds of the Decatur Airport. Portion of Mattis Avenue in Champaign closed today so crews can perform storm sewer repairs. SNN Construction closing the right lane of northbound Mattis Avenue at Hedge Road. Work is planned to be completed and reopen to traffic by tomorrow afternoon. Always drive safe in construction zones. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Sonora, Champaign, and Van vicinity, and the next cold front on the move through the northern reaches of the state, and a band of some shower and thunderstorm activity. It may break up a little bit as the morning progresses, but still a couple of spots will see some rainfall before the early afternoon is done. That's when the frontal passage will move on through. West winds take hold. A cooler day's worth of weather temporarily so for the day tomorrow. Big warm-up slated for the back end of the weekend and a good part of next week as well. A late season heat wave weather pattern into the first few days of next week. 82 the forecast highs. Winds turn westerly this afternoon, 15 to 25 and gusty with a partly sunny sky. Expected clear tonight, diminishing wind down to 56. Mostly sunny, cooler for the day tomorrow at 77. We'll warm it up for the weekend. Saturday high of 84. Top the 93 degree mark on Sunday with more humidity. Hot, humid weather with mid 90s Monday and Tuesday. Near 90 and the next chance for shower thunderstorm around here for Wednesday next week. Slightly cooler, drier air late next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, Greg. 7:34 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5. Got Brother Johnny here. We got Diane Ducey here. And it's Thursday. John Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
John Decker.
Yes, children in combines now singing the song, hoping it'll be on his ringtone someday where he's asking Karine Jean-Pierre a question and it goes off.
Yes.
That would be thrilling, thrilling for me.
Me too.
Decker, we got Brother Johnny in our studio
this week. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey there, Johnny. Hey there, Diane. Hope you're doing well today.
All right. To begin, holy cow, just spin the roulette here on topics to talk about. I guess the first is that, you know, new polling showing Donald Trump maybe even increasing leads in the Republican primary Vivek Ramaswamy, one of my favorites, is now second over Ron DeSantis?
How about that? Well, that's one poll, and it obviously depends what poll you're looking at. And also, it's important to remember that races are decided for both parties, state by state. So we'll have to see how Ron DeSantis and the others fare against Donald Trump in the Iowa caucus, which is 5 months from this past Tuesday. Unbelievable. Just 5 months away until the Iowa caucus takes place. And, of course, next Wednesday, August the 23rd, is the first Republican presidential debate. Donald Trump still has not indicated whether or not he's going to be there. I don't think he will be. But that's an opportunity for those not named Donald Trump to shine, you know, to break away from the pack during that debate next Wednesday night. And I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there in Milwaukee, and hopefully we can talk next Thursday from Milwaukee.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah, we want a firsthand account of that.
Yeah. Okay, so if he doesn't sign the "I'll support the Republican that wins the primary" pledge, can he ever be in a debate?
Well, that's a good question. Also, you know, can he be in a debate if the debates are scheduled while he's dealing with a criminal trial? That is also a possibility because the debates will happen in earnest, you know, next year, 2024. Next Wednesday is just the first one, just getting started. And, you know, you look at that debate stage next Wednesday night, not everyone on that debate stage will necessarily be still in the race come January of next year. Some will drop out. Some will drop out because their poll numbers are not, you know, moving beyond single digits, or they're not raising money, and it just doesn't make sense to go on. So we saw this with Kamala Harris. You know, she dropped out before the Iowa caucus in 2020, and she ends up on the vice president as a vice presidential running mate to Joe Biden. So you know, anything can happen. I think Donald Trump's going to be looking at a lot of those individuals on that debate stage. And he said it himself, you know, who could possibly on that debate stage be his running mate?
You know, you make a good point. Not my question I was going to ask you, does Donald Trump need to even go to a debate? And maybe he'll just watch it with us to pick out his vice president.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like The Apprentice in a way, you know, watching it at home, voting at home. But you're right, you know, he's up by double digits. His attitude is, why go to the debate where he can possibly, you know, make a mishap, stumble, get attacked? I mean, that's going to happen if he's on that debate stage. But it's disappointing. I would have loved to have seen Donald Trump on the same debate stage as Mike Pence. That would have been just fascinating. You know, the former president running against his former vice president for the Republican nomination. That's just unheard of. And so we won't get that opportunity, I do not think. And so he hasn't announced yet what he'll do instead, whether he'll just be at home in Bedminster watching it on television, whether he'll have, you know, alternative programming, so to speak, you know, have a campaign rally somewhere, or whether just, you know, be posting the social media in real time during the debate, commenting on the various.
No, he might. He may not be able to resist it at the last minute. Johnny's such a showman, but he definitely will be tweeting along with it. So he's always a part of the game right now. He's just part of the whole thing.
But didn't Ronald McDaniel have to approve that? Didn't she, the Republican chair, and he didn't sign the pledge, so he can't go to I mean, I thought that's part of the rules, so you have to.
Well, it's part of the rules. You're right. He still needs to sign that. Everybody else that will be on that debate stage will have signed that pledge. It's not binding. I mean, you sign a pledge, it's just, you know, as much as that paper that you're signing it. But, you know, then, you know, it's difficult. You know, if you don't sign the pledge, you can just point to Donald Trump. Hey, the front runner hasn't signed it. Why should I sign it? So, you know, this could lead to some sort of anarchy, so to speak, you know, in the Republican Party in terms of whether or not to sign that GOP pledge.
I also have to say, just as a scenario, Rona didn't want him on it, so she came up with this pledge, because that's pretty predictable that he wouldn't want to sign it.
Well, I mean, Chris Christie didn't sign it, did he?
But on the other hand, you want to draw the crowds, and Trump will have the ratings. So, you know, it's always the same old thing. But, yeah, I kind of with you, John, I don't think he'll go to this first one.
Okay, so, you know, it's about your staff, too. Tell me why they didn't get Joe Biden out there to just say something about Maui for 5 days or whatever the heck it was. What the world were they thinking? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand that, and you may have seen he was on vacation. Everybody deserves a vacation, but reporters that were with him on vacation shouted out, you know, your comments on the situation after the wildfires in Maui, and his response was no comment. That's a head scratcher. You know, that's such a softball for a politician to comment on that. But yesterday, the White House announcing that President Biden, the First Lady Jill Biden, they will travel out to Maui this coming Monday to meet with all of the families, all of the business owners that have been impacted by this terrible tragedy. We spoke about it last week. TV is just really just watching those pictures, seeing those pictures, the video, just really terrible. He'll meet with first responders, and he'll meet with those that are just trying to, you know, stand up, you know, a part of Western Maui that looks so different than it did before what happened last week. And of course, you know, he'll see firsthand for himself the devastation. But yeah, why it took so long to me. The other peg scratcher, no one's talking about this, Stevie, and I'm going to bring it out with you. Where's Barack Obama? He's a native of Hawaii. I mean, he should be out there. He should be putting out a statement. He's in Martha's Vineyard. I mean, look, the guy, he's a native Hawaiian. He should be a goodwill ambassador in terms of helping out the people of Western Maui.
It
so
is,
that, that's
is
something
a good point.
That's
yeah, I mean, no idea. Why wouldn't Barack Obama?
By contrast, Trump had a pretty good statement about the whole thing pretty quick. So, and a lot of people looked to him as if he were president. But
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right about it being a pretty easy political topic to.
I mean, Joe Biden should have stepped to the microphone in hour four and say, "I'm going to ask former President Obama to lead a group that will, you know, help with the relief action." I mean, that kind of thing. They did that with Clinton and Bush.
Well, he just could have said, "We're going to really help. This is terrible. John's got it down," and he didn't.
I don't know.
That's a head scratcher.
Where's the staff? John Decker would have had him out in front of
him.
I mean,
I agree with you. Where's the staff? Where's the first lady? I mean, all these things. You know, it's just like, you know, I get it. You're on vacation, but you know, you got to drop what you're president of the United States. You got to drop what you're doing. And in fact, you know, he was planning to be on vacation all of next week in Lake Tahoe, and so. Someone got to him and said, look, you can't be on vacation all next week in Lake Tahoe. You got to go out to Maui. You know, you're halfway there being in Lake Tahoe. So I think that's what ultimately convinced him to make this trip on Monday.
By the way, I'm actually going to say that when they asked him about Maui, I don't think he heard it.
He
said no comment and smiled. I just don't think he heard a thing.
That could be it.
His reaction was, possible. You don't smile. I just don't think he's...
Well, don't forget, I think his staff usually tells him absolutely
don't
everything
say every,
to do.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Someone
no
didn't tell him to do anything, so he didn't do anything. So
the laundry list is long. Afghanistan has been the worst thing in the last 3 years for me.
Mine's so, Ukraine,
right. Inflation, crime... The border, there's so many things. But if the president comes out and starts talking about, you know, the anniversary of his Inflation Reduction Act, if you're going to tell me that I don't have a headache when I do, am I going to believe you? I mean, it just isn't. Some of this stuff just doesn't. I'm paying a lot for everything. Groceries are out of sight.
Right.
I just don't think you can convince me things are great. And you saying they're great, I just don't think I can believe that.
Right. And even the title, the name of that law, Inflation Reduction Act, it has nothing at all to do with reducing inflation. And even President Biden conceded that in an interview that he did this past week. He said, I shouldn't have named it that. It's, you know, and then he talked about what it actually does. You know, it's the largest investment in climate initiatives in our country's history. But, you know, in order to get the support of people like Joe Manchin, you had to call it the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, that's the power of messaging, I guess you could say.
But, you know, we shouldn't be too surprised. I believe that the Obamacare bill was called the Affordable Care Act. So that kind of tripled our premiums.
Right. Didn't Obama also say shovel-ready jobs?
Yeah. Well, he did admit that.
Right.
They weren't as shovel-ready as we thought.
Yeah, right. He did.
That's exactly right.
With everything going on in our world today and with, you know, the impending election coming up, I mean, it's this one, and you've been around since the 90s covering all this, John, so... This one feels harder to predict than ever.
Yeah, you know, this, as all elections, when someone is running for re-election, it should be about the incumbent, the 2024 campaign. But if, tell me if you disagree, if Donald Trump is the nominee for Republicans and he's the front runner, it looks like he will be, it looks like it will be a rematch, it's going to be, in my view, not only a rematch in terms of who's running, but also a rematch in terms of what the election's all about. 2020 was all about Donald Trump. And 2024, I think, is going to be all about Donald Trump. And it shouldn't be. It should be about Joe Biden. It should be about his record. It should be about what he's done, what he's not done, the problems that he's had, his successes. You know, he passed the bipartisan infrastructure law. But it should be about the incumbent and their record and judging that against the alternative. Instead, I think it's going to be about Donald Trump all over again. After all, he's going to be dealing with all these criminal trials next year. So that will be one reason why it's going to be all about Donald Trump.
Well, I think, can Joe Biden win twice being not Donald Trump? I'm not Donald Trump. Can you win twice on that?
I think he can. Yeah. I mean, you know, look, a poll came out yesterday. You know, you talk about polls, and Donald Trump talks about polls. And yes, his polls are good within the Republican Party. But the poll that I saw yesterday, his polls are not good with the general electorate, and that's how you win. That's how you win the White House. Not saying that Joe Biden's polls are phenomenal, because they're not. His polls are also terrible, but, you know, it's a binary choice. You know, we are going to have, you know, all Americans will have essentially the choice between staying with what you have, Joe Biden, or going back to what we had, with Donald Trump. That's the choice that people will make. And you know, to me, it's a difficult, as you point out, it's a difficult type of race that we're talking about. It's a very unusual situation with these two individuals who both still have special counsels looking into their activities. One special counsel has already indicted the former president. The other special counsel looking into Joe Biden and his retention of classified material. So very interesting what we're talking about.
I think
here,
too, John, what a number to look at. I think it's 50% ish never would vote for Trump. 43% would never vote for Biden. I think with a year and a half to go, they could tie in that, which puts Trump in. I think they're just going to. Yeah. I don't believe the Democrats are going to stick with Biden, but he's not Trump.
I mean,
I think the two negatives kind of might grow to cancel, and that would put Trump as a real viable candidate against Joe Biden. I don't think he could have beat anyone but Hillary on the last election. So they may have done it again by picking someone he can actually beat.
You don't think who could have beat anybody but Hillary? Who are you?
I don't know that
there?
Trump would have beat anybody if the Democrats had put another candidate up.
In 2016.
Yes, in 2016. Yes.
Yeah. You know, she was a terrible candidate, right? She was just
a lot
terrible.
Of negative. That and, same yeah, that, negative yeah, thing. Yeah, a yeah. lot of negative yeah. on the Democrats.
Same negative. A lot of people. Those independents said, you know what? I have two choices here. I'm going to go with this non-politician in Donald Trump, give him a shot, and that's what happened. That's
and I think Trump wins the, I'm not voting for either one of them. I think that there's a growing number of people just aren't going to either vote, or they'll vote for some Queen Latifah, whatever.
Yeah. But what about
that's a wasted vote?
Could it be possible at all, with everything in play here, that Vivek Ramaswamy could be Trump squared, as the New York Times called him?
Well, I don't know.
Well, are you saying?
Could he be the alternative if something happens and Trump isn't there? Is Vivek Ramaswamy the same kind of business guy, new guy? He's young. He's 37. He's really smart.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see Vivek debate Joe Biden.
He's in the hunt without Trump, but that's the big deal.
Yeah, right. Well, you saw Kristi Noem, South Dakota. They said, well, Kristi, why aren't you running? She was at Sturgis for the motorcycle rally. She said, because nobody wins but Trump. Why would you run? Yeah. In the primary,
well,
nobody's going to win.
She's
but
honest about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that she's playing the, you know, waiting in the wings part. You know, if Trump's the nominee, I think that she's one of the few people who hasn't criticized Donald Trump. And, you know, look, I think that she would be on that short list to be his running mate. So I think she played it pretty smart in passing up the opportunity to run in this election
cycle. And go back to Vivek, I I have not seen him criticize Trump. So that's
he's been
and
very
he's
good.
Smart yeah. enough that he might not get into that.
And he's also one that's jumped out and said, I will pardon Trump on day one. His Trump supporters will like that. And also the fact that he's jumped out and said, you know, all these, you know, indictments are just political. He's been really forward.
I was telling Stevie and Diane, I said, what's refreshing to me is he's just smart. It's just nice to see somebody really,
really
smart.
Yeah,
you
like
know,
yeah.
I don't, may not agree with everything he says, but he's smart. I like smart.
Right. and going along with what you're suggesting, that's a long bumper sticker, just so you know. Right?
John Decker, great television's White House correspondent. Keep up your fine work. We can't wait to talk debate next week with you, sir.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Stevie. Thanks,
talk
Johnny. Bye, Diane.
All right. Thanks, John.
That's John Decker, great television's White House correspondent, ESPN 93.5.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Tonoy, Champaign, Van and vicinity. And the next weather system, a cold front lining up over the northern reaches of the state, and a couple of bands of shower thunderstorm activity will make their way across the area. Generally, best coverages to the north of Champaign, but a little activity here and there for the morning to early afternoon. Slightly cooler, drier sets up for the day tomorrow. Big warm-up slated for the weekend, particularly on Sunday. First half of next week, it's a heat wave weather pattern, but we have found a backdoor cool front. The east temperatures just a wee bit, and easy. Humidity as well later next week as well. In the meantime, partly sunny, windy, a shower thunderstorm in spots here morning to early afternoon, the height about 82. West winds will take hold for the afternoon, 15 to 25, gust 30 to 35. Diminishing wind for tonight, clear, cooler 56, mostly sunny tomorrow, cooler and 77. We'll warm it up to 84 with sunshine on Saturday, 93 as humidity builds on Sunday. Hot, humid weather with mid-90s Monday and Tuesday, up near 90, and maybe a thunderstorm late Wednesday of next week. For Steve AG Broadcasting and Meteorologist Greg Soltay.
It's Emily Atkinson, something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website happyhealing.us.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Well, on Thursdays at this time, we do something called Did You Know with Nathaniel Son. He's in Chicago. He's my son. That's why we call him Nathaniel Son. And
yes.
A little tip of the cap to Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Nathaniel!
Good morning!
How are you?
Oh, well, I'm good. One of these days, I'm actually might have to learn karate to live up to my name that I'm developing.
Well, you took Taekwondo till you were like six or seven.
I did. Yeah. I know that's true. It's been a few years. I don't think my uniform would fit.
All right. So what do you got for us? And did you know?
Well, this morning, and we'll try what we've been doing the past couple weeks, where for the next few mornings, we'll stick on a topic, and it's going to be adventure and exploration. Now, we all know there's never-ending forms of exploration and pushing boundaries, but we'll start with what I think is one of the most basic and instinctive for us, which are mountains. Now, in Champaign-Urbana, mountains aren't really exactly prominent or even present, but if you've ever been on a hike, you can appreciate the sense of excitement and empowerment that comes from that adventure, and which some of the first people to do it must have experienced. Now, we'll start with a basic one. Most of us probably know the tallest mountain in the world is Mount Everest. It's just over 8,800 meters, which is 29,000 feet above sea level, just below the cruising altitude of a jet. Now, Everest was first summited in May 29th of 1953 by Sir Edmund Hillary from New Zealand. And, Dad, you actually gave me a signed postcard this past year for my birthday, which is in my office and such a cool souvenir or memento.
Signed by Sir Edmund Hillary.
It's Uncle Johnny, yeah. Nathaniel. I'm listening.
Hey, Johnny. Morning.
Morning.
Well, so with Everest being the tallest, it's actually interesting, and maybe a lot of folks didn't know that it's actually not regarded as one of the most difficult mountains. It is challenging just from its sheer height and the altitude that you're climbing at. But the second tallest mountain in the world, which is K2, the letter K, the number 2 in Pakistan,
is actually the most challenging, regarded as the most challenging mountain in the world. And for every four people that attempt to climb it, one doesn't survive. So there's a 75% chance of survival on the second mountain in K2. Now, on Mount Everest, the process of climbing can actually take up to 2 months because people who go there have to acclimatize. What they do is they get to base camp, and then they take shorter climbs to train their body and acclimatize their body to climbing at such a high altitude. And then, weather pending, they will go for the summit over a multi-day process. So you might be thinking, well, this is great and all, and these mountains are, you know, continents away and a lifetime of skills from what I'm capable of. But not to worry, because there's actually a number of opportunities around Champaign-Urbana to hike, some of which I've been to, like Kickapoo and Lake of the Woods, and even Homer Lake Forest Preserve, which personally I've never been to. So really, for folks, if you know, for anyone who's interested in hiking, the first step is just getting outside and just starting.
Well, it is quite amazing that, people get up on there and there's, you know, you said K2, there's 25% chance you're not going to live, 75% chance of survival. I mean, there is huge risk, and then the altitude sickness that is common if you don't climb it. You have had Nathaniel and Christian Benjamin of Grace all climbed, you know, 7,000-foot mountains on several occasions. So, up in Canada and for Young Life, and that was an exhilarating feeling.
Well, that's pretty good, Nathaniel, but Matthew lives at 7,000 feet in Estes Park, Colorado.
Gotcha.
So it's not quite like that 29,000.
Even peaking at 7,000, wasn't that exhilarating?
Oh, for sure. That was an amazing experience, and obviously it can be scaled down. You know, you can do smaller day hikes, which we've done on trips, Dad. You know, when we've been in places, we've done small hikes, and it's still exciting, but certainly when you get to climb an actual mountain, that's pretty dang cool.
Yeah. And I'll tell you,
go ahead, John.
And I was going to say, you could go out by buoys and climb Yankee Ridge. And actually, it's a pretty good view from up there.
Yeah, it is. The highest point in county. Champaign County, Yankee Ridge.
So you're right, Nathaniel. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I have to work pretty hard to acclimatize in Champaign. But we'll get there.
Well, good stuff, Nathaniel, son. Did you know? Great. We always appreciate you on Thursday, bud.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, talk soon. Thank you.
All right, take care.
That's Nathaniel's son in Chicago, and did you know?
I hiked in the Bavarian Alps above the tree line, and there was a cross at the peak.
Do you know how high that was?
I don't. I was just kind of looking to see. A lot of them around 8,000 feet.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But just a great experience.
Well, and the kids did Beyond Malibu, which is those mountain climbs. Yeah. They did them three times, and it's everything's on your back.
Right.
It's like pitch a tent and it's like dig a hole and don't leave anything there and all that stuff.
Right. I've noticed when you're climbing uphill, though, it's really hard. So I don't that much.
Yeah.
It is.
It's like start at the top. It's not that bad because you're going down.
That's right.
And I went between my high school and college years, so I was in tip-top shape at that time. So all good.
Yeah, it is challenging, no doubt. Janet and I in Maui, actually, it was Mount Haleakala. Really?
In Maui,
Mount Haleakala.
Is that close to the western side?
It's on the other side, okay. I do believe. Anyway, you drive all the way up this huge mountain, and then you get on a bicycle. It's 39 miles, but you never pedal. It's all downhill, and it's quite the experience.
Walk up?
You take a van.
Oh, okay. Now I could do that.
But the first bicycle they gave me didn't have brakes.
Oh no!
And you can fall off the cliff if you're not paying attention. I said, could you give me? They were a little squeaky, and they couldn't. I said, could, and they just grabbed another bike.
Well, you pointed that out.
Yeah,
them.
I was happy I did that.
Well, in my defense, Steve, I was traumatized running up and down the ramps at Memorial Stadium when we played football.
Man.
That was hard.
That was tough.
And sometimes you get some momentum on those ramps at Memorial Stadium.
Well, going down and when you're tired, that's a whole, you could also have troubles going both ways. It was, stay on the flatlands.
News coming up.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District's Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?